With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Two women have been killed in a Kentucky church in a shooting spree that began after a state trooper had been shot and wounded. After shooting the trooper, the suspect carjacked a vehicle, fled to the church, and began shooting. The suspect was later killed by Lexington police. The rain has been hitting Texas hard again today.
I am on Guadalupe Street, which is one of the streets that was very impacted by the flooding on July 4th. There are homes here that were destroyed or seriously impacted. At about 1 in the morning last night, we did get a knock on the door from the police. They said that they were letting everyone know to stand by, that there was a chance for evacuations, a chance for flooding, and they would come back if we needed to evacuate, and they did not come back. The rain here really started in earnest around 7:50 in the morning.
Correspondent Gabriella Aron in Kerrville. The Senate version of the fiscal 2026 defense policy bill will authorize an additional $32 billion for national security spending above what the Pentagon sought. Retired Admiral Mark Montgomery says the additional funding for the budget requested by Senate Republicans is more than 2% of the GDP.
As a result of this, the base budget stayed around $838 billion, plus there's like $34 billion or so in $848 billion, and there's about $34 billion in Department of Energy, this nuclear weapons, for a total defense budget of around $880 billion. Hugh, that's about 2.9% of GDP. Now, you add in the 157, it gets you up to 3.3.
President Trump levying tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico starting August 1st. EU says it will have proportionate countermeasures. This is SRN News. A voice of reason at the United Nations.
Women's rights advisor Reem Al-Salem of Jordan is calling on the world body to define gender strictly by biology in an effort to protect women and girls. Al-Salem says, quote, "I never thought the day would come when the mandate would deem it necessary to prepare a report affirming that the words women and girls refer to distinct biological and legal categories. You cannot protect what you cannot define." She accuses the UN of trying to erase women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital Los Angeles will be closing this month. It is the country's biggest public provider of sex change operations and hormone replacement therapies for kids. In response to the Trump administration's threat to cut federal funds to places that perform such interventions on kids under the age of 18, the center will close down July 22nd. This is SRN News. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency spawning state-level DOGE initiatives as GOP governors and lawmakers aim to show they're in step.
Critics say some of these initiatives are nothing new or duplicative. However, some governors are using their DOGE vehicles to target welfare programs or diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The state initiatives have a markedly different character than President Trump's slash-and-burn approach. Steve Slavinsky of the Libertarian Cato Institute says much of what he's seen is the same mundane stuff that states do routinely to save money.
That is Washington correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. In the meantime, analysts at the Pro-Labor Economic Policy Institute say some governors and lawmakers are using DOGE agendas to consolidate power. More details at srnnews.com.